Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton.
And I'm Steph Tolev.
We're slobs. Oh, man, we're so good.
We really are disgusting people.
This should be not allowed.
Aren't we fun live?
We are recording this, right? Okay. Yeah. I just had the thought of like, are we not even getting the audio here?
No, we're getting the audio here. Coming up next, we have a very fun guest. I love this man. I love this boy.
I love him so much.
He's fasting for Ramadan right now. He just ate for the first time today.
Yeah. Speaking of people who don't eat pussy, I'm just kidding.
Give it up for he loves pussy.
No, he loves pussy. I don't know that. Why did I say that? It was an eating joke.
Hello.
It was not commentary on his.
He
habits.
Does. He loves pussy, doesn't he?
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a yeah of a man who
yeah.
maybe
no, he does. We yeah. talked.
You nice. Like to get in there. You
He's a nice boy.
Of course, yeah. yeah. Who doesn't?
Even when the sun is out.
No, I can't. No.
No.
Wait, can you actually not eat it during the day?
Pussy?
Yeah.
Not during Ramadan.
During Ramadan.
This is a fantasy. No, okay. I'm so sorry. Look, can we cut this?
I'm being serious. No, I'm.
I don't
you?
Think that's not like in the Quran.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not
I don't
like,
think they go that specific.
Like, okay. I know how much everyone reading this loves eating the puss.
Oh,
not
okay.
during the holy yeah. days, though.
No, okay. good Muslim boys, I believe they do.
They're oh, yeah, yeah. No, for sure. I just don't think it's not in any of the.
It doesn't say pussy text? Once in the Quran. Believe okay. it or not, a lot of people
okay,
don't know that.
Then what was the thing I was reading?
Yeah, I don't know what you were reading.
The pussron.
So,
yeah.
that, so oh, even no. if they squirt, that doesn't count as water, right?
Okay, we got to
okay,
change
first
the subject.
Of all,
we came
you,
in hot. We came
you
in
can
hot.
Have water. Can you not have water?
No, water. You can't have water.
Wow.
That's
we're
the craziest
learning
part.
Here.
The
this
sun's
is
up. Yeah,
wow.
yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the craziest part.
Can and I know a lot of people here are celebrating Ramadan, and they could also
Yeah.
Fill
anybody
us
here
in.
Celebrating Ramadan?
No.
Okay.
What are you supposed to say?
This is Houston.
What are you supposed to say when someone's celebrating? What's the happy birthday of Ramadan?
You say Ramadan Mubarak,
okay.
and we did 9/11.
Oh.
Oh.
I usually lead with that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So
okay,
good
well.
Job doing 9/11.
Okay, well.
Huzzah!
Well, we okay. missed that. And that's worse than the pussy talk. I don't know what the hell.
This took a dark
it
turn.
It did.
I'm
How
sorry.
Are you? Welcome to the festival. We are still live from the Riot Houston Comedy Festival.
Thanks for having me. This is the worst time for Ramadan. Ramadan started yesterday, the first day of the festival. You can't be in a worse environment for like a
Hot.
Spiritual... Like, you're supposed to be, like, giving stuff up and, like, getting
There's a
connected.
Woman outside with her tits out, like, give me another margarita.
Yeah, literally.
That was me. Shut up.
Yeah, well.
That was Steph's
She's
grandma.
Single.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, she's. Stop.
My
it's
grandma's
fine.
Dead,
it's fine.
Too.
R.I.P. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. They're old.
And I'll be at her funeral.
Yeah, actually, so this is so.
Are you going to Bubba's?
No, he
I'm
is.
I'm going to Bubba's funeral because I'm gonna be. I'm in Toronto right now. For
He's filming something, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm filming something, but I'm gonna be there. And Steph's like, "Oh, I'm going to Toronto," and I'm like, "Cool, let's hang out." And she's like, "I'm going for my grandma's funeral," and I'm like, "Cool, let's hang out."
Yeah.
I was like, "Do you want to come?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like,
Is All it right. catered or?
Yeah, I don't have much going on up there.
No,
to be
I was
honest.
Like, I was like, literally, you can come if you want.
Yeah, and I would love to.
Yeah, come.
Get up and give a eulogy.
You've never met my fam. You got to see how he goes up. My
this
family's
is like
insane.
The,
yeah, you got to
like
see this.
The getting married of like a friendship.
Yeah, it is.
When you go to the grandma's
yes,
funeral.
Yeah, when you meet the fam. Yeah, it's nice.
Like now it's forever.
It is forever.
Dubai bound us.
Oh, you guys
that
went
was
to
us
Dubai.
Moving in.
Haman and I went to Dubai.
I want
to
know about
for,
this.
We did a
I keep trying to convert her. Is
that no, I was being
Dubai's the closest he got.
Okay, so has anyone been to Dubai before? Okay.
We're in Houston.
We
we, like, did, we don't even go to Dallas, bitch.
We did a 10-day it was a 10-day trip, yeah. 5 shows.
Yeah.
And immediately I realized that turns out my material in Dubai doesn't do so good.
Wait,
I don't know if anyone's
Dubai?
Seen me before. They don't love old
don't
Steffi
T. Well, are talking about dipping their pussy lips?
No, and I did say I dipped it in the sea, and they were like, no. Like,
not
they
our
really,
sea.
They
you
really
stay out
like
of
it.
That sea, you sinful woman.
Yes.
They've never seen a woman on a microphone before.
They've yes. never seen a woman.
And then
really.
Me going, oh, I'm going to fuck everybody in Dubai. And they're like, what is happening?
Yeah, she was talking about the religious garbs that everyone wears. She goes, oh, yeah, you can really see the tip of the cock right through that thing.
You could. They're see-through sheets. What are they? They're not wearing underwear underneath.
Goes,
I'm not going to look.
Goes, oh, wow. Yeah, I'll go to the mosque. I'll take a peek.
Oh,
and then she, and then after
it's
the,
a good impression
after
of me,
the set, she's like, I don't know why they don't like this. She goes, my pussy looks like a piece of pastrami I threw on the wall. It's dripping down. And
that feels like a hate crime over there.
Yeah.
Just be throwing pastrami in a Muslim area?
Yeah, exactly. It was, yeah, they were more offended by the use of the
they
word
were,
pastrami.
Yeah. But they were not liking me, and then I was doing bad things when I was there, and Ahmed was really, like, upset. He's like, I'm going to go pray for you today. Like, he literally went to the mosque and prayed
Aww.
For me. I know!
Wait, look at this.
Well, do you want to say what you
me.
Did?
No, I don't.
You don't want to
no,
say what you did.
No, come on. Say it. What did you do in Dubai?
You don't have to. I don't
had,
care.
Okay,
fuck
I
that.
Had sex with a man.
That's
oh!
it.
No, but I may have. Yes. That's a, we're not gonna say it on the air.
That is.
I found
the
out after. I found out after.
Been this
I found out after. I did not know. I did not know.
Made a little whoopsie-daisy.
I made a big whoopsie-daisy. He was Australian. I should have known.
And then
bad people.
No.
But you slept with him again.
Well, the problem. is...
I had to ask. Okay.
I didn't know the second time either.
Yeah,
he was
why
hot.
Are you back
he was
there?
Hot.
Do you have a wife?
The photo of his kids, it disappeared like in...
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Like in Back to the Future. Yeah. The more I rode his face, the more his kids disappeared off the photo in his wallet.
I did. Okay.
His
okay,
wife
it
slowly disappeared.
It wasn't on the wall. It was on his phone, and I saw it the next morning. This is bad. This is making me sound really bad. Look,
which next morning?
Look, it... Okay.
Look,
I look
Dubai
bad,
is...
Dubai's a bad place. Don't go.
It's not like you think...
It's Vegas!
It's Vegas.
Oh, it's Sin City. We're having sex, and that's...
Look, he was the one who hit on
probably.
Me first. I did none of this.
It's like Vegas, but it's like it's like religious Vegas. It's so weird.
It's
because,
really
like,
weird.
People are cheating on their wives, and then you hear, like...
And then they're praying.
Like, outside.
And then they
five
pray.
Times
they
a
pray.
Day, you like, hear the call to prayer.
Literally,
hang on. Gotta stop fucking you, even though my wife doesn't know about it, to pray. It's
4 a.m., you hear this. The whole city is just this prayer blaring out of the fucking...
Yeah,
very good
man
PAs.
Pulls his head out of your ass.
The
PA like,
systems
out.
They have in Dubai, unreal. Better than this, I swear to God. Real good PAs.
That's beautiful.
This is schmuck stuff. They got it going at the mosques over there.
Oh yeah.
Really, like every day, I woke up at 4 a.m. and listened to the prayer, and then it was crazy.
Yeah, we were already up though because of the jet lag.
Oh yeah,
we. I go to. We'd all be at the gym at 2 a.m. Like, how you doing?
Just like pumping iron. Like, we all had no idea what to do. It was very bizarre.
It was so weird.
I'll never go back. And the woman that booked the festival, who I've shit on for the last. 2 years
Gail.
Hates me so much, Gail.
Yeah.
Gail. Oh, her name's Gail.
Gail hates me. Gail hated me so badly, it was insane.
Gail from.
I guess I can talk shit about her too, because I'm never going back.
I'm never going back. Also, I almost fought a woman. She came up to me after the show, and she's like, "I don't find women funny." To my face, I was like, "What?" She's like, "Yeah, I really didn't find you funny, and you had already gone because you were writing on some show." And I was like, "Excuse me?" She's like, "Yeah, I didn't get it." And I was like, "If I was in America, I'd punch you square in the throat right now.
I think that that'd
I'm
be
like,
allowed
you're
over
so
there.
Lucky that I'm not in America or Canada. You'd be fucking dead. And then I was like, it was me and all our
you
friends.
You can do that there. You just can't kiss her.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Steph, over there, women are also allowed to hit the women.
Okay.
Oh, no. You guys don't know what's happening? Okay.
Dubai's, enough of Dubai. Enough of Dubai.
We've had enough of Dubai. Okay. What's happened with you? Let's have
do
a slob.
Do me. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean like as a general.
What's happening guys, slob-wise in your life right
have
now?
Have you ever done anything gross in your whole life?
Well, yes. Yeah, I was trying to think of a good story because I'm – do you know that puppies love the taste of semen?
What?
Well, I don't like where this is going.
Why?
You know what? You know we love our dogs. What is going on?
You can't.
You do. Do you know about this?
She wants it. She's sick. She needs it.
There's a lot of.
She's like, see, honey, I told you.
There's a lot of protein in it, and not just puppies, but all dogs. But in my experience,
why do you know this so well?
In my experience, it was a puppy that I didn't fuck or anything like that. But I
swear to God.
Yeah, you got to get to this story. People are suspicious.
No, I should go.
No. It's Ramadan. You have to tell the truth.
You're obligated.
This is one of the grosser stories that I used to tell it on stage, but it's too gross. But I had a I was living with, this is my first girlfriend. I was living in L.A.
Aww.
We had a puppy. And
you had a puppy?
Yeah.
A puppy? What was
kind of dog?
It was like she bought it. It was supposed to be a Ridgeback, Rhodesian Ridgeback. Like she bought, but
it
wasn't.
But it's a Rhodesian Hunchback.
It really was.
This is different. No, I'm.
Two bum legs at the back, dragging them.
Yeah.
Got you.
I'm in the kennel club.
Okay. Anyway, we were.
Dog
yeah, we got. Yeah, people hate us now.
We were using condoms because she wasn't on birth control, and I
spying
just throw the condoms in
and
the trash after we were done.
Crucial mistake.
So one time, my girlfriend and I were laying on the bed, and the puppy jumps on the bed and it's being real cute. And then my girlfriend starts screaming. And I'm like, what's going on? And I look and our little puppy, Nala, has a condom full of shit like coming out of her ass. Like she had eaten a condom and then it got lodged in the asshole like
that's
in the perfect way where her shit just came through it and filled it up. So it just she just had a we had a darling puppy with a condom full of shit protruding out of her ass. And this is what, and then my girlfriend was like, you gotta fix this.
You do. Get it out.
This is the job as a man. You open the jars.
And you
get rid of the spiders and you gotta pull the
shit-filled
condom.
Okay.
That's how pugs are made.
Out of the puppy's ass.
And you pulled it out.
I had to pull it out, and the puppy hated it. I mean, it was really.
Oh, she's like,
no,
that's fine. She's clinching the cheeks. Yeah, no, that wouldn't.
No, she was clinching. Yeah, it was.
Really,
it
I would think it would be like you ever get a one of your hairs somehow gets in your ass.
Oh yeah, we've all had a hair in our asshole. It feels
yeah,
good.
Yeah, fuck you. And you pull it out, and you're like,
feels
oh,
good
that
to get
is
it out.
Oh my God, pulling a hair out of your asshole.
Come on.
Oh, that feel
you're. It's like a nice little relief.
It's orgasmic.
You gotta get a hair in there.
I've had it. I don't think it feels. It's like weird flossing.
Oh. What are you doing this way? You just pull it out, you psycho.
You don't also love the feeling of flossing? I'm like, oh, yeah.
I guess
wait,
flossing's good. Yeah.
You know my Susan story.
About
do we know my Susan story? Okay, my dog Susan, Golden Retriever.
We've touched on this.
We
never
have.
Told the story.
I think I have.
Well, you just, you did say, okay.
She used to love condoms. My dog loves balloons. She loves condoms. Golden Retriever, paint the picture. When she was like a year old, I was dating this guy that I hated. And
what?
He
You've
one
never
time,
done that.
I've never, every guy's been perfect and nice to me. And then I start weeping. so he tied, we'd always tie the condoms up when he was done. And one time I saw him just like leave on the bed. I'm like, no, you can't leave it here. Throw it out. I have a fucking dog. So one day after we have sex, the condom's gone. I'm like, where is it? He's like, you want to know? I go, where the fuck is it? He goes, why do you care? I'm like, where my fucking dog? I'm not gonna save
it.
You're
like, I
want to
put it inside me.
Where's the fucking condom? He's like, oh no,
save
I threw it out. 3 days go by. Susan shits. The condom comes out of her ass, still tied up. Cum in the condom. My dog's a fucking drug mule. She literally shit out a cum fill. How sick is this?
Oh, wait. 1 second. Let's give a shout out. What brand was this?
Durex, I think.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah. You want to keep the cum in the condom?
No, it was fucked.
Durex is the condom of condoms.
Could you imagine that broke like full cum in it? And I was like, oh, when it came out, I pulled it out too because it was like dangling and she was like kind of dragging it around. I was like, oh,
it was still
you pulled it. You
there.
Had to pull it. You had
I had to pull
release
it out
it.
And I called him. I'm like, you fucking asshole. And I snapped. I was like, how dare you? This is fucking disgusting. Also, my dog shouldn't have even been close to this. Like, what, why is this throwing it around?
And then
if I use the female condom, which I'm going to start doing because it's funny, if I use – no one finds that funny. If I start using full female condom yeah, –
you
yeah.
mean what are the fucking – it's
dental
a diva
dam.
Cup.
It's a large
dam.
Thing.
It's a loose diva cup.
I'm going to start using them to freak guys out, and then we'll leave, I'm going to leave them lying around. Like
a dental sleeve. Dam's like a fruit roll-up type thing.
Fruit roll-up?
Yeah,
it
like
looks
a
like it. Yeah. It's not a. I mean, you could use a fruit roll-up.
More people would use it.
It
they
serve the
like
same
it.
Exact purpose. It's for going down on girls but not getting any diseases.
It's like a little piece of latex that you put over your pussy and then the man suffocates on it. And you're like, it was a tragic accident. I get his life insurance.
Yeah. I do that, but you know the stuff you make fresh rolls with? The rice paper? I just do that. I put it in the water and then I put the rice. Okay, no.
Are you just making your own fresh rolls? That's
own,
where you lost
yeah.
me. I was
I'm
like,
making my own dental dams with a sheer piece. Okay, you know what?
Like some people
wax.
Make their own
right.
almond milk. I make my own
dental dams. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just pasted to you.
Yes.
You see the outline? It's like a mold.
Oh, no one. Has anyone used a dental dam before?
No. Everyone's telling them maybe once in sex ed, but this is Houston, so they were just like, sex ed, don't do it. That's sex ed. You're going to die.
Are you guys all from Houston? Who's from Houston here?
Was it abstinence only? Sex ed?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Health yeah. class? What did you learn in health class?
Nothing
about
sex in health class.
Really?
Really?
Nothing about covering your face if you're sick. There's nothing about this.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, political.
Ooh, Houston.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm edgy. Don't use a mask. We don't need condoms. Don't have sex. Don't make eye contact.
Who here is vaccinated,
H-town.
By the way?
Okay, everybody.
That was a surprising amount. Oh, yeah. Good for you guys. No abortions?
No abortions. That's crazy.
Oh. Yeah, well,
that's
start
sick.
Working on your pullout game, boys.
Start putting some fresh rolls over the pussy. Get the dental dam going. Get
that's why we're
old
teaching you what you need
paper.
To do. This is the Martha Stewart of
yes.
not getting pregnant.
Yes.
Just
yes.
That's, oh, wow. I can't even.
Do you have any more slob stories? I feel like you do. You have. You can tell the one. You can tell
what
the
one.
The gonorrhea one.
Oh,
gonorrhea.
Well, you got to tell it now. I wonder what this could be about.
It has nothing to do with gonorrhea.
Oh.
This was a – I was seeing a girl, but she wanted me to get an STD test before we made love.
Fornicated.
Fair.
Made love.
Fair.
Great idea, by the way. You should definitely always do this because,
yeah. You
know, I'm not a huge slut. I didn't think I had a –
Not
I didn't
you?
Think I had
– You?
Me?
No, you don't seem like one.
But
you seem so sweet.
You think he seems like one?
Oh, you're like a closet freak.
Yeah, you might
you're
be.
Like,
I've
never done this before. And you ascend from the ceiling on hooks that are just built into your ceiling.
His asshole is already gaping. You're like, how did you do that? On your own?
Ooh, it's Ramadan. I don't know how to do it. I'm being lowered by hooks that are connected to my
you
skin.
You can't eat me till 7:30.
Why
There's
are there dicks coming out of your nipples? What's happening?
No, I mean, I'm like a serial
he is.
Relationship.
You get he you're is. A lover.
I'm a lover.
He is.
Falls in love.
Yeah, I don't like having sex with someone I don't care about, and then I.
Aww.
And then I have to see
again,
you.
Again, I do, and I'm single
she
now.
Does.
So
yeah.
You know who loves to fuck people she couldn't give a shit about?
Yeah, me.
So this girl, she's like, you gotta get an STD test before we make love. And then we had sex. We just ended up having sex before I got the results.
Because you were all horned up.
Really?
Wait. Yeah, I got tested, and she was like, I guess that's good enough.
You were willing to do that? That seems like you have the confidence of someone who probably doesn't have anything.
Okay,
yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You
would have like,
put up a stink about it.
There's no way. I've slept with a couple people off Tinder, but they're all good.
Clean.
They're nice.
Ship shape.
They were honest.
Ship shop shape.
Tinder.
Yeah.
So then I get the results. She goes away on a family vacation. I'm alone in L.A. I get the STD results in the morning. It's like 7 a.m. Everything's negative, and then it says positive for gonorrhea anus. Because you can get gonorrhea anus.
Well, I...
I don't know if you knew that.
No.
It can be
really.
It can be in the penis, but it can also be in the anus.
It
okay,
can be
yeah,
in
yeah,
your
yeah.
throat too. I've heard.
Which made no sense. I mean,
not me.
Do you understand? I was like, was I raped? It was my first like. I've never.
You've
I had
never done anything in your anus.
Never done anus.
And they
your
checked
anus?
Did they check your anus?
I checked it with a.
Did
I
they
put
even
a,
swab
oh, you put
your
a thing
anus?
In there?
Yeah, I put a guy's dick in there.
To see.
You put a guy's bloody pus
standard
dick in
practice, they said.
That's the checkup.
I get my STD test behind Ralph's on Sunset.
Next to the dumpster. It's free.
His name is Dr. Smash. He does a good job. but yeah, I started.
Smash.
DOC
Doc
Smash.
Smash.
Gonorrhea. Anus.
I was like, I don't know how I got gonorrhea. Because I'm like, it would have been in my penis. If anything, because
I'm... That's what you're using.
That's where you're putting things in dangerous...
That's why I've
you're
had unprotected
yeah,
sex,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, how did it get in my anus?
Do you just have a big dangler and it got caught under the jeans on your penis?
What if you're... Yeah,
you gave yourself gonorrhea?
Yeah, your own dick went into your asshole.
Do you have a big old hog?
He's
no,
got a long, skinny, thin penis that went directly into his asshole.
Pew!
Ramadan Mubarak.
Blessed
okay,
be.
So
I go to the LGBT center where I got my test.
Well, they're like, well, if you have gonorrhea, you came here. It must be in your anus. Yeah.
Well,
we're
they,
the LGBT. Okay, fuck you guys.
They
fuck in the
Houston.
Butts.
It's Houston. You can't.
They
all
don't
right.
know. They don't
Boo.
Know. I got there so early. It was like 6:30.
A.M.?
Waiting outside the door.
What time did they open?
They didn't open for a couple hours. I'm just standing outside, like,
just
freaking
fingering
out.
Just going, is it now? Is it
now? I'm like, I keep looking at it, and I'm like, I have to text this girl and tell her I have gonorrhea anus, you know?
It's okay. You didn't go in there. I think we're fine.
Well, yeah, I got so then they finally opened. I'm like, hey, I got gonorrhea anus. Like, you guys got to help me out.
Is
I don't know.
Is this the one attached to Out of the Closet?
No, okay. It's near the YMCA. On,
okay.
Yeah.
Makes it better. Yeah.
In Hollywood. Yeah.
Okay.
So then I get up there and I'm like, Doc, I got gonorrhea anus and I've never had anything in there. And he's like, yeah, right, buddy. Like,
He looks
obviously.
Yeah,
he's like,
okay.
I don't
You're
know
at the YMCA. That's all we do here.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. It's like you get. If you're at the LGBT center and you're like, I have gonorrhea anus and I don't know how it happened, they're like, okay. You're like in, you have religious denial.
Yeah, you have a wife you're lying to.
You have a wife who's never found out the truth.
Been there. Yeah, it's fine.
But they go, this is fine. It's called the clap. And you just take this huge pill. It's like a horse tranquilizer. And then he gave me a shot in my ass. My ass was numb for like a few hours.
So they didn't do another test. Like
and
you left being like, I have gonorrhea anus.
Yeah. I guess it could have been a false positive. Okay, this is what he said. This is how he said it could have happened is if I was using a condom and a girl is on top of me and she has gonorrhea and it perhaps dripped down to the asshole.
Down
but did they
to
swab
the
their
anus.
Asshole at the test?
Yeah, I swabbed my own ass for them.
I find this really funny.
You swab your own ass.
The
That's
fact
nice.
That me and you yeah. just did a fucking sketch about anuses like 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet like anus. Nobody cares.
Okay, nobody it's cares great. Or knows
it's
what we're talking
very
about.
Funny.
Best thing I've ever made.
It's a very funny it's sketch. I just find it comical now that you. So you, that's how you got it, a little drippy drip.
Yeah, I must have gotten it from a drippy
so you,
drip.
Did you
from
tell
that
her?
Girl who made you get
did
tested.
Did you tell her you had
she
it?
Go, I got it, and it seems like it might have come from your pussy dripping onto my asshole.
No, it couldn't have been her because we just did straight up missionary.
Sweet like anus.
Sweet like anus. Nobody likes that.
No.
So there's just, you just don't know.
So then she came back, the girl came back from her trip, and she came over, and I had to be like, I it was so hard to tell her.
It's hard to tell somebody
that I didn't. She didn't touch my anus. She's fine.
I said, I had gonorrhea anus. And she started laughing immediately.
Yeah, it's a funny thing to say. Have you ever told
she
somebody?
Laughed so hard.
And then was she mad?
And then we laid down on the floor and I was like, "No, I'm serious." I don't know how I had to explain the whole physics of the drip, everything.
Oh my god.
And she just laughed so hard. Then I had to take her to get STD tested.
And?
Nothing.
Nothing.
So it's false then.
No,
did
I didn't give it to her.
Up?
No, but
it
you,
didn't go
you,
out of my ass.
No, but I mean, it was a false positive that you had it then.
No, because I didn't give it to her because we just had penis to vagina.
It was only in her ass. So
but
she's walking around
she
going.
She didn't have it because
no,
didn't
she
you.
Didn't give it to me.
Okay.
It was someone else.
Someone else's pussy dripped.
Okay, okay.
And
someone
if you're
like,
out there and you're listening to this.
Uh-huh.
Somebody who's like, my pussy is so wet. And you're like, yeah, because it's dripping gonorrhea into my anus.
I've told my dad this story too, and
did he laugh as hard as we are?
No, no.
No, he's like, I'm ashamed of you, son.
I was like, I think I got it from this nurse that I had sex with.
Really?
I had sex with a nurse, unprotected. I just assume she's a nurse. Like she's probably.
Sounds clean. Sounds clean.
And
you
your family's
I mean?
Like, you let a nurse get away?
No, my dad kept. He's always like, and then that nurse gave you gonorrhea. Like
he never.
That's so funny.
He'll
bring
it
up. Yeah.
I was always
worried if I had something to tell somebody that I had. Has anyone ever told somebody they've been STD before? No one wants to read this. When I had HPV, the first guy I hooked up with after I had it, I was like really embarrassed. And I was like, hey, way before we fucked, he like didn't have a condom. I'm like, no, you're going to want to use a condom. I'm like, I have HPV. And he's like, well, what is that? And I explained it. And
he's like, can't get me.
He literally goes, I don't give a fuck. He goes, what do I get? I'm like, I don't know, a wart. He goes, I don't fuck. And then he ate me out and then fucked without a condom. I'm like, well, simple stuff. Turns out no one loves this. Too real for you guys.
Because that man went out and hooked up with somebody else, and it could be any of us.
Look, I told him what it was.
Doesn't everyone
well, no.
have HPV?
Everybody in here has HPV right now.
Yeah.
So don't
and
sit there acting like you don't.
Women, so who cares if you're a man?
Yeah.
No, your body can push it out naturally.
It can.
You
I'm
can
done.
Go away.
Mine went away.
Yeah, no. I squirted mine out years ago. Just
I
so.
Ran a marathon. It came out.
If...
No, literally, one of the things said, if you do excessive exercise, you can push out of your system. And I did. I ran a marathon that year.
Yeah, it's a
wait,
like
you ran a
virus.
Marathon?
I had
to get rid of your
marathon?
Half marathon.
Okay.
It was half. It was half, but I ran in an hour 40.
No,
that's
I just
a lot. Like,
that's
fucking
good.
That's really fucking good.
You should run a marathon.
It's a 7 minute
win,
mile,
motherfuckers.
I love how people get sponsored for marathons. They're like, I'm doing this for breast cancer.
I'm doing it.
And you're like, I'm trying to get rid of my HPV.
You're on the news, just covered in sweat.
I'm covered in warts. They go, take a look at the warts. I'm getting rid of these any day now.
They're interviewing you. They're like, so you're raising money for HPV awareness? You're like, oh, no.
No, I just don't want to have it anymore.
I'm trying to sweat it out.
Yeah, the 10K didn't get rid of it, so here we are.
Here we are.
That is wild. And that woman, by the way, is out there somewhere like, yeah, this guy pretended that he doesn't put stuff in his butt and said he doesn't
know how
he got gonorrhea in his anus. Do you know
what the girl that
anus.
I...
Yeah, but do you know what a gift
me.
You just gave to the deeply closeted community that's out secretly fucking behind their wives' backs? They're like, oh, I can just say maybe I cheated with a woman and her pussy dripped it into my anus.
Yeah, that's
our whole fan base. That's what that
that's,
is.
That is all for sure. We've got a few.
That's
got
way
a few.
Easier than saying I'm gay.
Yeah. It's just that you have sex with a woman with the most disgusting drippy. No, I'm not gay. I fucked a woman with the nastiest pussy. It's fine. fine.
That sounds
honey.
Way worse.
It's so much worse.
Good God.
Good God. This was a wild episode.
We gotta wrap this up.
Good, wrap this up.
This audience.
Wrap it up. That's the lesson here.
I just sat through two episodes.
And we have one more episode. We got one more 30-minute.
Who's up next?
Oh.
You get to see. Very exciting.
It's the girl that gave me gonorrhea anus.
She's slip and slide on her pussy
is.
Up to the front.
Where can the people find you, Ahmed Weinberg?
It's outside the STD clinic at 6:30 a.m.
I'll be at the LGBT Center on Hollywood at Ahmed Weinberg, A-H-A-M-E-D. That's just my handle on everything.
Good.
It's always available, believe it or not.
Good. There's no other Ahmed Weinberg.
We'll go
None
live.
In the world.
We'll go live for my Baba's funeral and really.
Yeah, we're going live at the funeral.
Yeah.
They're okay.
Get on Periscope.
Yeah. Thank you for coming
Thank
on.
Go find,
go
me.
Watch Ahmed. He's a very talented man.
So funny, so talented.
We've got a new TV show coming out soon.
Yeah.
We love it.
I love you guys.
Keep going for Ahmed Weinberg.
Sorry, Mom. I love you.
Ramadan. Ramadan. Is that bad?
I don't think we're supposed to do that.
Oh, I thought it was kind of fun.
We are canceled. And by the way, no one in the audience got on board.
No, that was just us.
No one cared. All right, well,
that was great.
That was amazing. That was the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I am also going to be on the road a lot. If you are in Kansas City, Missouri this weekend, I did not shut my door. You can hear my dog breathing into the phone. I'll be in Kansas City March 30th to April 1st. Then I'll be headlining Flappers in Los Angeles, April 8th. If you're in LA, come to that. Then I'm home for 2 weeks. Oh my God, I didn't realize that. Then I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina at the Improv, April 20th to 22nd. The Vermont Comedy Club, April 28th, 29th. And that's it for April. So then I'm going to be back in Austin in May, 19th, 20th. But let's just keep the April dates and come.
Hey, what's up, slobs? This is JMS. I hope you enjoy these live episodes that we tried to do our best on the quality on, and sorry there's no video. Apparently we'll never have video for live shows, so you got to come to them. Not because we're withholding, because something always goes wrong when you're live, and that's the joy of live stuff. Anyways, you can see me April 15th in Seattle, 16th Portland, 17th Vancouver, and I am coming to the eastern side of the world later in the summer. Tampa, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Lexington, Kentucky, and a few other dates are going to be added. So head to jmscomedy.com/shows and get your tickets now.
Follow the podcast at SlobsPod.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.